All right. Here, let me just be honest with you, and I'm not kidding. If you, I offered you the choice of Tom Brady, who was a cheater, over a cheater and a bad sport and a big freaking baby. All right, that's not a technical term, but that's my opinion. Over Tim Tebow, who is overtly religious on the field, but a gamer and a guy that everybody likes. And, you know, as evidenced, as you've seen before, he'll put his body out there to win for the team. He's a winner. With Tom Brady, you get a certain kind of player in a system that doesn't have the same, anywhere near the same presence that Tebow has, you know? Okay, here we go. All right, well, here's somebody that might have an opinion on that, and that would be Tom Brady's old man, his dad. And he joins us here on KTO. Hello, sir. How are you? Now, let me ask you.
I'm doing fine.
If you had a team, would you pick your son or Tim Tebow? Who would you pick?
Hey, you're being silly. That's a stupid question, but more important than being stupid on that point was the prior point that you just made about Tom Brady telling the ball boy to put a pin in the ball. You have no evidence of that, and if you read any of the articles and discussions that have gone on this thing for 6 months, you would know that you are full of crap.
Why did he throw his cell phone away?
Well, there's two issues there. As a matter of fact, the first was, if you read the Wells report, which you probably didn't, Wells said that Brady cooperated 100%. The second thing that the Wells report said was, we don't need your phone. We don't need your phone. So if you don't need somebody's phone, what the heck do you care what happens to the phone? The third point is, the cell phone has to be turned over if you're an employee of the league. If you are a player in the league, there is no such, so much dictum. It's an entirely different set of governances. So when you say that Brady is a liar, you better be careful, fella, because you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Well, I get it. You're his dad, okay?
No, you don't get it. Yeah. No, you don't.
Nobody throws their phone away. I mean, come on.
He got rid of his cell phone, and he went from an Android to an iPhone 6. Have you ever done that? I know I've done it. Have you ever done it?
I've never thrown an iPhone away. I've never thrown a phone away.
You discarded it. You got rid of it, right? He got rid of it. The NFL characterized that, but that's the NFL wing.
You're maintaining that Tom Brady did not know the balls were under deflated. Deflated.
Exactly. Tom Brady didn't. And you know what? There's not a person in the world who could tell that the balls were underinflated by 0.2 points, given that the referees used the Wells report used a different gauge to calculate this. So you don't know the facts, and you shouldn't spread the crap.
I've read the same facts that caused Goodell to act the way he did in the rest of the league.
Is that the same facts that Chris Mortensen put out, that all the balls were underinflated by 2 pounds? It's all lies. It's all ESPN. It's all NFL propaganda. Don't you get it? Wait a second. The only person that's testified under oath in this is Tom Brady. We know Goodell has lied. He lied in the Ray Rice case. He lied in this case. He has lied in the Peterson case. How many times do you need to know that this guy is a flaming liar?
Well,
Look. Have you ever heard Tom Brady? And when you say the ball boys put the balls in under a pin, you better know what you're talking about, because the ball boys have already testified that they didn't do that. The fact is that Wells didn't report it in his report. So you can't say what you don't know.
I'll say this. You know what? Look, sir. Look, I get it. It's your son and your pit.
Don't go accusing him of lying.
All right, let me ask you one last question about your son and his testimony, okay? If in fact this was all straight up, all right, then why did he obfuscate from the beginning? Why didn't he come out and tell the entire story as soon as he knew it? Was he lawyering up?
You know when he did know the full story? He knew the full story on March 28th when the league finally released to him and to the Patriots what the exact ball pressures were.
That's,
for 2 months, the league...
That's not what the NFL says, sir. Sir, that's not what the NFL says.
Who's believing the NFL? It's a friggin' kangaroo court.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
You're a great father, but I disagree with you. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Know the facts. If you're going to be on the radio, know the facts.
I have, sir. Look, so look. You have you're taking the facts and you're looking at the way that your heart tells you to. And I'm not going to tell you that I wouldn't do the same as a father. But I'm just saying for you to call me up and call me out on this when I'm just looking at what the NFL has reported. Yeah, I wasn't in the locker room, but that's what I saw. All right, we're late for the news. You know what? That guy could be my quarterback. He's got